This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. I don't know where our network's music is, as it normally is with us here. Hopefully we will be hearing from them shortly. We are connected, so presumably we're going out. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian. Oh, hang on, Johnson. Try that one more time.
And Johnson.
Excellent. And Mark.
I think my voice is not going out. Oh, wait, there it is.
It is now. So we'll talk to you about anything that you want, and you can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect in that way if you prefer. Now, apparently, I mentioned this last night. We didn't get a chance to really talk about it. There is a satanic black mass that has gotten the green light. And the Satanists, you have to give them credit. They really have been doing a lot of great trolling recently.
That's because they're not really Satanists.
Well, Mark, you know, that's an interesting statement. I mean, what defines a Satanist?
A person who genuinely worships Satan.
So you mean like the Levian Satanists are not actual Satanists?
Nope.
In your mind?
They're really not. Right. You know, the Levian Satanists, this guy, Anton LaVey, the carny hawker that decided to put together a religion that has, you know, is basically, you know, humanism with a different name on it. He's, you know, a troll from way back. You know, no.
Hey,
no.
Morty, I'm a troll from way back, let me tell you.
I mean, just, you've got to, you know the way Christians raise their arms and sing and lift their eyes towards heaven, praising God? You have to do that crap to Satan. Now, you may put your arms down, I'm not exactly sure how you do it, but you have to mean it. If you don't mean it, you're just a jerk.
Well, maybe. You gotta mean it. You gotta troll like we used to do back in the old country.
Well, now, how do you tell between somebody who's trolling about being a Satan worshiper and someone who means it?
At this point, my assumption is you aren't a Satanist. That's my assumption. Like, you're gonna have to show me.
Well, they are going to perform a black mass, apparently, in Oklahoma City.
If you have a black mass, you should have it removed.
Will something be sacrificed?
Well, they're going to have to change the rules of the black mass due to certain city ordinances. Here's a story from WND.com, the WorldNet Daily, who I imagine are not very much in favor of this particular thing happening. The Catholic,
they should really like religious freedom.
The Catholic Archbishop of Oklahoma City has agreed to drop a lawsuit against a satanic cult that plans to perform a black mass in the city now that the cult has returned a stolen consecrated host to the church. An Oklahoma-based satanic group called the Dachma of Angra Manyu has leased space, and they, by the way, do have a website. I will link to it here in a little bit. Has leased space in the Civic Center Music Hall, which is owned and operated by the city, for a black mass on September 21st. The event is booked into the City Space Theater, the facility's smallest theater space, according to the public information bureaucrat for the Civic Center. She told WND the city will not block the mass from being held, despite an uproar among Christian and family groups, which are mobilizing to stop it.
I just think that's ridiculous.
What part of that is ridiculous?
The mobilizing to stop it.
Okay.
You know,
isn't that just going to give it more attention?
Yeah, stop giving them attention.
See, I don't know if this makes me prejudiced against black folks or if it makes me prejudiced against Satanists, but when I hear the term black mass, I think like dancing and music. I think of a religious mass that's like, you know, the really upbeat ones with like the...
Like the tambourines.
Yeah, sure, the loud choir's like, oh, you ready for a miracle? Ready as I can be? You know, that kind of like stuff, you know, like the real...
When you
like,
think of black mass, you think
sure,
mass.
I think of like the Blues Brothers, that scene, gotcha. You know, where they're like, you know, doing cartwheels down the aisles and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like that.
I think that this, I think it's silly to give them, obviously this is trolling. It's trolling because of the religious freedom of other people. People are showing, hey, look, this is what religious freedom looks like. I think this is absolutely, it's fair ball, but if you don't like what someone's doing, don't give it a lot of attention.
Well, so the Dogma of Angra Mainyu, and I don't know what that stands for, but they do have a website, and maybe we can dig into that here in a little bit. But, quote, according to the spokesbureaucrat for the Civic Center, all activities during the event must abide by our local ordinances and laws, including laws that govern nudity, lewd acts, ritual sacrifice, as well as building codes for open flames. So basically, by having it at the city center, they're going to take all the fun out of the black mass.
Can have like one of those flickering lights you use during Christmas instead.
The electric lights, you mean?
Yeah, it's going to have to be.
The Civic Center Music Hall is not underwriting this event in any way, nor paying for outside advertising. Individuals wishing to attend must purchase a ticket to get in. The Catholic Archdiocese has come out strongly against the Satanist plans. It filed a lawsuit earlier this month to stop the cult from using a stolen consecrated host for its service, calling it a sacrilege that is offensive to all Christians.
So they've stolen an item, then they should give it back.
Well, the story says that the cult has returned the stolen consecrated host. What is a consecrated host anyway? That's some sort of
cupping.
It's a cup.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what it is by being on dakraofangramanyu.com.
It's a special cup.
Calling it a sacrilege,
a magic cup,
offensive to all Christians,
lucky cup.
Satanists typically defile a Catholic host used to celebrate Holy Communion during their black services. Archbishop Paul, I don't know what they do to defile it exactly, but I imagine many of the things that you might do to defile something could be banned by the venue's rules and the local ordinances here. Satanists, again, during their black services. Archbishop Paul Coakley has made repeated requests for the city's leaders to cancel the satanic ritual in a publicly funded facility. He said in his August 21st statement, quote, I
But they can't. That's the point.
Right.
If you can have your religious event at a publicly funded venue,
they should be able
they
to have
can
theirs.
Have theirs. That's the whole point of this. And this is the funny part about Christians talking about how they are, how they're despised and how
that people are working against them, kind of thing.
The
persecuted Christian.
Right. They're constantly under some kind of imagined persecution.
Right.
And messing, all the while, messing with everybody else. And I understand most Christians don't do this. But the Christians that do this, that they get all whipped up. I mean, this isn't a group of snake bitten radicals. This is the Catholic Church.
Right.
The Catholic diocese that's doing this. That means that major religious organizations are standing against these Satanists, I'm using quotation marks, these trolls, from having their pretend religious service just to mess with people.
So I found an interesting paragraph here from Dakra of angramayu.com, or angramayu.com. When it says, the dogma of Angra Mainyu is about freedom from any religion that chooses to bind you to some type of dogma that forces you to restrain your natural animal instincts. They say desire and sin move you away from the ultimate consumer of souls through fire. Ahura Mazda is the slave driver that forces laws onto mankind that are completely against man's nature.
I don't know. These guys sound like
That's
they might
the
be
real
Yeah, it says, although only through spiritual and chaotic destruction of this enslavement will one become spiritually free from not only the moral, ethical enslavement, including freedom from Atar, which is the holy fire that will consume your soul and recharge Ahura Mazda. Angra Mainyu guy is supposed to be the destroyer. And that's I guess, what the term is. So they're worshipping this Angra Mainyu, which is like a destroyer.
Yeah, the word Satan doesn't actually appear anywhere on this particular page.
There's Zoroastrian. Are you not familiar with this Ahura Mazda fella? I'm trying to figure out whether...
I don't know what Zoroastrian means.
This is history class for me, and it's very difficult.
All right, well,
Zoroastrianism is the thing that Judaism came out of, and then the thing, of course, that Christianity came out of, which, of course, is the thing that Islam came out of. So it is the old religion. The religion of the fire is what it's called. And Now you have just about all of my knowledge on Zoroastrianism.
All right, well, we'll find out more about this here in moments. Plus, there's a little bit more about the Black Mass. People are upset about it, but of course, as Mark correctly pointed out, the more people in the Christian religion get upset about this, the more they crow about it, the more attention this particular Black Mass will receive. But how are they going to change the Black Mass to make it acceptable for this public venue? We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. A alleged satanic cult will be participating in a black mass taking place in Oklahoma City. And as predictable, as is predictable, many Christians are upset about this and have taken to the streets and or the news media in an attempt, or apparently the courts, apparently the archdiocese, the Catholic archdiocese, sued the church, or not the church, a group called the Dogma of Angra Mainyu. And now that particular lawsuit has been agreed to have been dropped after the what's called the consecrated host that was stolen from the Catholic Church in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, apparently I'm wrong.
Returned.
A consecrated host is not a magic cup. It is a magic cracker.
So what happens
to
the magic
cracker? Serving magic crackers at a black mass?
Oh, well, they're
no, they're going to defile it.
They're desecrating
it. Oh, they're defiling the magic cracker.
Right,
black
so the black mass is the opposite of a mass, is right. The idea, as right. I understand it. And there's more about it in the article here. We'll get into that from WUND.com.
I want to know what a bunch of Zoroastrians are doing having a black mass. I mean, what do they have to do with the Catholic religion? These are a bunch of mixed-up trolls, is what these are, doing a bunch of dumb stuff to get press.
Okay, so I'm not a Catholic. I've never been a Catholic. But maybe if somebody is a Catholic, or maybe somebody can do some research and find out about this consecrated host. How did you find out what it actually was, Mark?
One of my producers. But
how do you steal the consecrated host? I mean, what do they do with it? It's a piece of
the priest will try to stick
host?
It in your mouth in order to, you know, you get the sip of the wine, you get a magic cracker, right? You get a magic wine. Magic cracker.
It's a cracker, not a piece of bread. Because remember when I was
unleavened bread.
So it is bread. What is an unleavened bread?
A cracker.
So it's like stale bread?
It's flat.
Okay.
It's a cracker.
Got it.
That's what it is. And then through, you know, magic, they turn it into they turn it
Johnson
into the body of Christ.
Sound effects. I thought he was actually eating on the air for a moment there.
And then they.
Well, I was.
You do
was
actually
cracker.
Have crackers here. Okay, I got it. Cheez-Its.
You're having a little bit of the body of Christ over there.
No, what do you have to do
he
to make
it? Freaked out. That was hilarious.
What do you
You're not allowed to eat on the air? Ian, we've got rules here at Free Talk Live.
You should know better by now.
We're a room full of anarchists that have rules.
My eating of that cracker was entirely intentional.
Yes, I see that now. what do they do? Do they wave something over the crackers to make them into Jesus Christ?
You pray over them, yeah,
okay.
Sure. You know.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what they do in the Catholic Church.
There's probably
I know
some hand motions involved.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up Presbyterian Christian, and they have like little pieces of bread in the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
They're like Baptists, only they can read.
Yeah, I don't know if there was some kind of ceremony prior to the actual consuming of the bread, or if it was just because the priest said that this is the body of Christ, that was good enough.
My question is, if you bless a Cheez-It, does it become the worshiping of Jesus Christ?
Jesus. Well, only if you've gone to a seminary for 6 years.
All right, we'll continue the story here in moments, but I want to let you know about freedomsphoenix.com. That is where you can get the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that is what you'll get over at freedomsphoenix.com every single day. Let's go to the phones, though. Before we talk more about the black mass or the alleged black mass, David is on the line in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, greetings.
Hi, David.
I think, weren't you just talking about transubstantiation?
Transubstantiation is what that word is.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, that's when you, in other words, in the Catholic Church and maybe even the Greek Orthodox, when you eat the wafer and the wine, you are not eating symbolic wafer and wine.
Right,
you
right.
are eating the actual blood and body of Christ.
It's funny because it tastes like a cracker.
Right, it tastes like a cracker and it tastes like wine, but it isn't.
I'm not sure I buy this whole transubstantiation.
Or maybe Jesus just tastes like a cracker.
Maybe, hold on. Maybe because you haven't accepted Jesus into your heart, Johnson, that it
doesn't
tastes like a cracker.
It doesn't transubstantiate for me.
Yeah, see, but the dangerous part about this, and if you ever want to read about this, there's a famous old, wow, they're getting the sound.
Because shouldn't it taste like chicken? I mean, if it actually is, Jesus.
That's Ian's joke for the month. Awesome. I'm so glad to sit, I'm glad when I'm here for it.
There's a great, great author named Joseph McCabe, and he was an old monk. I'm trying to think if he was a monk. And he renounced the monkhood because he just got too sick of the corruption. And he wrote books for 40 years, about 100 years ago. I think he died about maybe in the 1940s. And a great number of books, just fantastic guy. And he gives you all sorts of stuff on transubstantiation, where in the there's a secret process in the kitchen where they actually turn water into wine and wine into blood and crackers into Jesus. But the scary part about it is in the old days, during the Inquisition, there was a great debate about whether or not you digested God or whether you crapped him out. And you would get executed either way. There's just no way you could answer a question like that, because if you crapped him out, then you were renouncing God. And if you digested him, then you were more powerful than God.
Ooh,
so where does this go in your gut? And so it's just, it's a losing argument when you get into transubstantiation. Hey, you know, I was going to, I caught the press conference Obama did a couple of hours ago, and did you all catch it?
Oh, I don't watch things like that. What was it about?
Well, he's trying to get us to go to war. And
thanks.
Two of them, two in one, right? He wants us to think seriously about going to war in the Ukraine. And he wants us to definitely go to war in Iraq. But then when he was asked about going
to war. Oh, and a third Iraq war. Great idea.
And then the third
time's the charm.
Well, but then they asked him, well, you know, ISIS is over there in Syria. Are we going to attack ISIS in Syria? And that's when he started hedging. Now, you remember, I've called you before about this Saudi Prince Bandar and how Saudi Prince Bandar is the secret power behind both what's going on in Ukraine and ISIS. He created ISIS, and he controls the terrorists up in the Ukraine. And especially Chechnya too, and so when you can see how phony Obama is, because if he wants to attack ISIS over in Iraq, that means he wants to drop supplies in Iraq. But if he's being asked about whether or not we should be fighting ISIS in Syria, that's still attacking Bandar's boys. But what's going on in Syria is those natural gas pipelines, which are worth $24 trillion. And the United States has some fat cats that are invested in that pipeline, and that's where Obama's following it. You know, he's going after it's basically a munitions drop. So I don't support him in the least, you know, in this activity. We got to go.
Anybody who supports peace cannot support what Barack Obama is doing. And I thank you, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So more about the alleged black mass that is causing some controversy in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma seems to be a real target for this stuff. That was where the Church of
Satan. It's a very conservative state.
Yeah, we'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market, not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
This is
big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too-big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you would like to discuss. All you have to do is dial us up toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Well, maybe you have some thoughts on this group called Dakma of Angra Mainyu. We can get back into them here in a moment. They're proposing to have themselves a black mass in Oklahoma City on September 21st, and some of the Christians are very upset about this, which, of course, is resulting in a lot more press coverage for the Dakma of Angra Mainyu. We'll continue that here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Mark, there's a pretty important marijuana-related business conference coming up. Where and when?
Well, it's in Houston on September the 8th, and I'm going to be there heading out, and I'm excited. I think it's going to be – I think that this industry is wide open. I think that there's going to be a lot of people that make a lot of money. Yep, I think there's going to be some people that make some poor decisions, too. But
yeah, the ground floor in this business is still there, but it won't be there for long.
Right, and that's what I'm expecting. Is generally, when you're talking about an industry that's on the ground floor, you don't find too many of them, but you know, people move in, they make a lot of money, and I'm interested in seeing whether I think any of these businesses are going to be good investments. And it is just an event for investors and people with businesses, this products, that kind of thing, that cater to the marijuana industry. So if you're interested in coming out for that reason, please come to the Weston Houston Memorial City on September the 8th, bright and early. I've got my plane tickets. You may need to get yours. MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com. Use coupon code FTL. I'm going to have some Free Talk Live stuff to give away when you're there. Please, if you're going to register, use coupon code FTL. Let me know that you've used it, too, because there was a little bit of confusion as to whether or not it was the right code or whatever. So please let me know. Coupon code FTL, MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com.
All right, so the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about the alleged black mass here in a little bit. But first, New Jersey guy is with us, presumably from New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say hi to everybody here, and I wanted to bring up some concerns I had about energy, actually. I noticed the last couple of weeks you guys have had a come up to the surface a little bit around, you know, renewable energy and, you know, global warming and all that stuff. And one of the things that was never really discussed that I find very interesting is this idea of nuclear power, but not your typical nuclear power. And this isn't like burning water kind of technology either. This is actually something real that was actually tested in the 60s and was kind of buried for a long time and recently rediscovered by a nuclear physicist.
What is it?
Maybe you guys have heard of it. It's thorium. The element's thorium, and it's not typically people when they think of thorium, if they know anything about that at all, they might equate it to uranium, the way that current nuclear reactors work. But this is a different way of burning thorium. It's a way of burning it as a liquid form, not a solid fuel like normal conventional nuclear uranium reactors.
What does that do differently?
Well, when you have it as a liquid form, it circulates in a circulation path, and so you can feed in more fuel as it happens, as you need it, and pull out the waste as you need it. And there's also some very extraordinary benefits to it as well that I wanted to share with you. There's a lot of safety involved with this. This idea, like I said, it came out in the 60s in the Oak Ridge National Laboratory.
So what happened to the nucleon, for example?
Is that Johnson?
The what?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Johnson.
Hey, how's it going?
The what? Can you make nucleon understandable?
The Ford Nucleon. It's the 1960 Ford Nucleon was a nuclear-powered vehicle invented by the Ford Company. That never happened for some reason. Like, they made it. It was manufactured and created, and it never became public. I don't know if it's just because of the whole, like, duck-and-cover paranoia of the 60s, but the Nucleon never became a thing.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because this had nothing to do with the car, the Nucleon, but it was a very strange military endeavor, which was to research the feasibility of a nuclear-powered aircraft. Now, that just sounds kind of crazy on its surface, but one of the design specs was to have a small, obviously a very small reactor to power the thing. Anyway,
is that what you're saying? This thorium stuff is going to allow for a smaller reactor?
8 grams of thorium or something, like a gram of thorium could, like, power a city for, like, you know,
really?
Yeah, it's very, very.
For how long? Power City for how long?
I'm making up numbers, so I don't want to say.
Yeah, if you had a golf ball size of thorium in your hand, that would be enough energy for your entire life, you personally.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So what's coming out of this? I mean, you're saying somebody's rediscovered this information? Where's this going?
Yeah, so the Nixon administration kind of, like, mothballed this project in favor of conventional nuclear reactors that were being developed down in Southern California in his region. So obviously there's a political angle to that. But anyway, back to the technology. It's called a molten salt reactor, and it runs off of melted salt. That's the heat transfer mechanism. And this stuff, because it's a molten salt, it doesn't have to be at a really high pressure. So if there was ever a leak in something like this, it just dribbles out. And it's actually, there's a really interesting safety feature of it called a salt plug. And the whole reactor keeps this part of the plumbing cold with say, like an air conditioner or something. And the salt in that portion of the pipe is frozen. If the reactor gets shut down and has a dangerous condition where there's no energy going to it, that pipe that was kept cold starts to warm up from all the heat. And it melts the plug. And after it melts, all of this liquid fuel that I've been talking about drains harmlessly into these holding tanks underground.
So what you're saying is this new development, which is actually an old development, will actually increase the safety of nuclear power facilities were it actually able to be implemented. But it's my understanding that there aren't any nuclear power facilities being able to be built in the United States. So where's this research being done? Is it even done in the United States?
It is actually being done. There's two companies that are looking into it, and one of them is called Flibe Energy, F-L-I-B-E, down in Huntsville, Alabama. Another one's called Transatomic in Cambridge. And the Chinese, of all people, have really been going after this. And I've been reading online that they've been doing a whole lot of R&D in this area, a lot more than we're doing in terms of the United States.
So this technology could allow for nuclear power stations in various different places, decentralizing the grid. In fact, Johnson's got an article about decentralization, to where very small power plants could power very large areas, swaths of city, correct?
Yeah, imagine a municipal power station that would run for hundreds of years without any kind of emissions.
Incredible.
And it's walk away safe.
How far away are we from this? I mean, what's a realistic timetable? Are we talking 5 years, 10 years?
I want it sooner than later, but it looks like probably 10-15. I mean, there's so many regulations when you're dealing with
government in the way of this one. Right.
It isn't the science on this; it's the government, and that's
exactly what I meant, was the science wise. But yeah, that's what I was saying. I mean, right now it's very difficult to build new nuclear facilities, so it'd be nice to see that change. Of course, at the federal level, that'll probably not be changing any time in our lifetime, unless these companies happen to be very politically persuasive.
I'm looking at an article here that's interesting. That some small factoids. So, like apparently the radiation that comes off of thorium can be shielded with a single sheet of aluminum foil.
That's incredible.
It's 20 million times more energetic than a similar sized lump of coal. So if you had a lump of coal, like a coal briquette, and you imagine how much energy that gets.
20 million times.
Same size.
20 million. 20 million.
Where do you buy this thorium stuff?
You got to know the right people.
It's fairly abundant, too. That's the other thing that's interesting.
Can you get through Midas Resources at gold.freetalklive.com?
No. Go ahead, New Jersey.
Thorium is a waste product. Thorium is currently a waste product in the mining of rare earth metals for those fancy.
So China has it all.
They have a lot. We have a lot. We have a lot in our stockpile. They actually stockpile it and bury it, and it's available. I mean, it's the government classifies it as a dangerous material, but it's not fissile like uranium. It's fertile, which means it needs to be bombarded with neutrons in order for it to become fissile.
Sounds like it might be dangerous to the power monopoly. Hey, thanks for calling about that tonight, New Jersey guy. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So that sounds like it could be a major decentralization kind of technology.
Nevada is going to be the place to be if this thorium stuff does hit, because it looks like at a map of thorium deposits, Nevada, Southern California, New Mexico, Idaho,
somebody owns all those deposits, right?
Well, the government, I'm sure.
We'll come back with more here. You can take control at 855-450-FREE. Likely the power, whatever.
There'll probably be a lot of jobs mining it, though.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts on power or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time
time-consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Whether you want to talk about black mass, which I don't imagine very many people have ever been to an actual black mass. Seems like Satanism is more of a ghost story than anything that's actually real. But there is a group who is ostensibly setting one up in Oklahoma City, which, by the way, happens to be the same state where at the state capitol there's the church of, or excuse me, the Satanic Temple based out of New York. You may recall we talked a few weeks, actually it's been months probably, months ago, about the Satanic Temple looking to put up a tribute to Satan, kind of a statue, essentially.
Right.
Because there's apparently a statue to the Ten Commandments outside of State House in Oklahoma City.
So they wanted to put a Baphomet.
That's correct. They wanted to have a goat guy with a couple kids at his sides, and they've actually done up this statue, and now they're just waiting for the approval to put it out there. So now it's happening in Oklahoma City again. This time there's a group called Dogma of Angra-Mainyu that has rented out the Civic Center. Apparently it's a gathering place operated by the city, and so some people are getting very upset about this. We're going to continue the discussion here in moments, but I want to let you know about modup.net. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get the extra edge when it counts, check out Modafinil. from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall. So you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Now, at modup.net, they provide only the highest quality premium modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. That's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. So therefore, it's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Go to modup.net. Pay with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. And whether or not you're paying with Bitcoin, use code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, code FTL at modup.net for world-class service at a great price. For modafinil, modup.net, code FTL. The Catholic Archdiocese filed lawsuit to attempt to stop a alleged satanic group, the Dogma of Angra Mainyu, from having themselves.
Sounds like a Scottish satanic.
Having them, I'm probably mispronouncing this last word. It's spelled M-A-I-N-Y-U. Anyway, they're going to be having a black mass, and it has been approved. The lawsuit apparently was dropped after the group returned a stolen consecrated host to the church. Now, I don't know much about being a Catholic. I don't know how the consecrated host thing works. It sounded like they give people crackers to eat. How do you steal a consecrated host from a church? How does that work exactly?
So you when I went through this stuff, it was all about you open your mouth, they stick the cracker in there, right?
But you were actually at the Catholic Church?
I've been to Catholic churches.
Okay.
And
you've got more experience than I do, then.
But you can also do your sort of hands cupped in a I don't know, this receiving sort of very religious-looking way. You cross the fronts of your fingers, but you put your palms together side by side. Okay. And you receive the host. Now, if you choose not to eat the host, you can, like, put it in your pocket or whatever, but you're not supposed to, right? Like, mm-hmm. The host is for the purpose of, you know, you're eating the body of Christ. So a stolen host in this circumstance, I think, is very suspicious, right? Like, it's not stolen. They gave it to you.
So wait, how do you receive it if you don't put it in your mouth?
Like this. You just hold your hands together. You cross your front finger.
It's just a boring cracker?
It's a special magic cracker.
But that's all it is. It's just a cracker, right? Like, when I was in...
No, it's a magic cracker.
In Presbyterian church, it was just a little piece of bread. Like, there wasn't anything special about it besides the claim that it was Jesus Christ. And so
that's what's special about it.
I guess I just don't understand the allegations about the stealing. Anyway, your thoughts are certainly welcome. Maybe they stole a whole box of hosts. How do they sell the hosts?
They don't need a whole box of hosts for a black mass. They just need one.
Yeah, that's what's so weird about that.
Yes, you can get them through, like, the religious store.
Archbishop Paul Coakley has made repeated requests for the city's leaders to cancel the satanic ritual. This is from WND.com. In a publicly funded facility, he said, quote, I have raised my concerns and pointed out how deeply offensive this proposed sacrilegious act is to Christians, and especially to the more than 250,000 Catholics who live in Oklahoma. He said in a statement on August 21st, WND reported another satanic
group. There's only a 250,000 Catholics in the state of Oklahoma?
The Satanic Temple, based in New York, had planned to hold a black mass on the campus of Harvard University in May, but their event was canceled after an onslaught of public outrage followed national media attention. The Archdiocese of Boston also fought that event. And the Catholics are not the only group expressing outrage about the prospect of a black mass being held at the public civic center of a Bible Belt town like Oklahoma City. Harry Mehet, vice president of legal affairs and chief litigation counsel for Liberty Counsel, said Oklahoma City should not allow its public facilities to be, quote, used by a satanic group for the sole purpose of mocking, insulting, and offending other faiths through a lewd and lascivious ceremony. But that's the whole point of freedom of speech. It's the mocking. It's the insulting. It's the lewd and lascivious stuff. That's the stuff that needs to be protected. It's the offensive speech. It's the stuff that people are pissed off about. the people that the people don't want to see. That's the point behind the First Amendment. That's behind, you know, the point behind the various different state constitutions protecting free speech, because it's popular speech. That stuff doesn't need to be protected. It's the unpopular speech that needs to be protected, and this is a perfect example of it.
It's the truth, and the Founding Fathers said as much in their documents that unpopular speech is what needs protection. Your popular speech doesn't need protection.
And what would Jesus do in this circumstance anyway? I mean, Jesus
known? Wielding a cat of nine tails is still in the picture. That's a possibility.
What does that mean?
A whip. He drove out the bankers out of the temple.
Mm, okay.
So, I don't know what Jesus would do. You'd have to ask him.
But Jesus wasn't he supposed to be this peaceful guy? I mean, the Prince of Peace. He was supposed to be in favor of forgiveness and understanding. That's the Jesus that I like to think existed, if indeed he did exist. But it doesn't sound like a lot of these Christians really understand those teachings at all. Otherwise, they would be, accepting and loving towards the Satanists, rather than so afraid and so angry about them.
Well, I think that...
Wouldn't they? I mean, didn't Jesus hang out with a whore at one point, as well as some other undesirable, unwashed folks?
Tax collector. I think that if you ask me what I think Jesus of the Bible would do, I would say that he likely would ignore trolls. He would not feed trolls. That's the best circumstance here. And this is what the Christians are doing in this circumstance. Some of the Christians are doing. I don't know how to describe this. The Pharisees are doing. Because most Christians don't care. Most Christians in and out of Oklahoma don't care.
I wonder about that.
I like hearing the argument from Christians when there's a direct quote from Jesus where he specifically says, "I did not come to bring peace, but a sword."
Let's go to Alex in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via TuneIn. Hey, Alex.
You there?
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the group you described, what were they called again? That's running the Satanic Mass. And
The Dogma of Angra Manu.
Angra Manu is actually the one of the very first monotheistic religions, Zoroastrianism, Persian religion. Angra Manu is the sort of the original devil. He is in the duality of Zoroastrianism. You have Ahura Mazda, who is the sort of creator god, the god of all good. And then Angra Manu is sort of the original devil, you know.
Yes, he is the weight, the other side, the yang to Ahura Mazda's yin, right?
Yes, and generally I think he was portrayed much more powerful than sort of Satan is within Christianity, is more of just instead of being the fallen angel type, being a god, almost on the level, but, still prophesying the ultimate triumph of the good god over the evil god. But that's where that comes from.
So what you're saying is the Angra Manu character is more powerful than a Satan character.
Yes.
I would generally say yes. Yeah,
that's accurate. At this point, I don't know that much about Zoroastrianism, but as I understand, the Angra Manu is not a created being, whereas Satan is a created being, and God could get rid of him immediately if he wished to, but apparently wants to visit all the evil that Satan visits upon us through Satan, and there's a lot of evidence to that in Job.
Alex, if you have more to say, hang on. We can bring it back after the news, and we can talk more about this Angra Manu and this alleged black mass. It's upsetting people in Oklahoma City. How do you feel about it? 855-450-FREE. Do you support free speech, or do you think that offensive speech should be shut down? Apparently, some Christians think the latter. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.